Listeners, wonderful, wonderful things are happening between our fabulous guest last week, Jenny Wells, and some of her coaching, and today, a wonderful guest that I've had a chance to experience this week. Oh, get ready. Any of you ever want to make your lives work better? Any of you out there ever have piles of things? There's a joke that I've told people that I have my pilot's license, which doesn't mean I can fly an airplane. It gives me permission to pilot over here and pilot over there and pilot everywhere. Well, if you've had too many piles in your life, get ready. We're going to get some fabulous tips today. And as we get started, I want to pause to put this in a perspective. We've expanded the mission. So, yes, each week we start in gratitude to the Lord. As I pray, Lord, show me the best ways to have the most fun lifting the largest number of people out of the most stress in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives in order to form a global community built upon a foundation of spiritually inspired, enduring, respectful, passionate, loving, joyous relationships. Wow. So there's a piece of work that I've set out for myself, and each week the intention is to bring something of value to you. And we've got someone, oh my gosh, today. Her name is Noelle Iliff, and like you may have heard that like 7-Up is the Uncola. Well, she is the wizard of unclutter. Noelle bases her unclutter work on the writings of Karen Kingston, who is one of the most experienced unclutter professionals in the world, who has over 30 years of working experience involving different individuals and companies that can be, one way or another, just cluttered, inefficient, and not maximizing their potential. And she has received 6 years' worth of health and self-growth techniques from a world-renowned naturopathic practitioner, and is coached at seminars, if some of you have heard of Peak Potentials and Harv Eckert, internationally renowned set of seminars. I've attended some of these myself, and excellent, excellent work. So she's done coaching there with audiences of over 800 people and worked extensively with life coaches to produce seminars and unclutter programs that are useful and beneficial to everyone, the whole range. You don't have to have stuff piled from wall to ceiling, and it can be relatively organized, and yet Noelle can come in and make a difference wherever you're at. And in the course of her work, she has assisted people just with whether it's minor or it's office adjustments or in the most extreme, literally, there was individuals where they could not walk through or live in their home. It had just gotten so cluttered. And she offers a unique method of addressing people's internal clutter as well as the external clutter, thus preventing future clutter problems and bringing things to more and more order and organization. And that is quite a unique and different approach than your average home organizer or a feng shui consultant. So get ready. We're going to find out a little bit about just what she does, and you may want to take some notes, or, of course, we will have this archived so you can listen to it later on. And it is inherent that for all of her clients and for all of the people who encounter her materials, the intent is to make permanent, life-changing, unclutter advances and to maintain progress, growth, and happiness, fulfillment, not just for a while, but literally for the rest of their lives. She is committed to long-term relationships also. Without further ado, my beloved listeners, I want to introduce you to wonderful Nicole Eilis. Nicole, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Yes, this is Noelle Eilis.
Noelle, it's so exciting. So tell me, Noelle, as we get started, I know you've helped me tremendously, and I want to know, why did you get started with this work yourself?
Oh, well, I have always been a natural uncluttered, and I have always observed that there are things that people do in their space that manifest what's happening in their life. And I had always felt that if you can manipulate it that way, what's happening in your life happens to your space, then what if you chose to rearrange your space? Then it would probably, turn the table and help you with what's happening in your life. And a few years ago, I came upon all of the writing for Karen Kingston, including creating sacred space and clear your clutter with feng shui. And I learned about the psychology behind clutter and why different people have different kinds of clutter, how it affects them. What exactly constitutes clutter, and that's basically how I got started. I've been working with people for about 5 years doing organizing, and it really did make a difference knowing the emotional and psychological components of why people have clutter and, of course, how to get rid of it.
Sure. Well, I can tell Nicole, my listeners, that in just a few hours of working with you, I have made tremendous progress in both my home and office areas that I've had other consultants in, and it was some progress, but this has been tremendous, and this was very brief. This was just about 4 hours of consulting.
Well, I really do have a testament of a holistic perspective, because when someone comes into your space and is just trying to treat your space and not you as an individual, it's a lot like when someone goes to only treat their body when they have an illness, where you look at a lot of symptoms and, you know, your space, what happens in your space, but until you address the core, the cause, the root, you're never going to be able to make those permanent, valuable changes. So it's a very holistic way of approaching your space, is looking at who you are.
Well, I've got to compliment you and acknowledge, because here you are talking about a holistic approach and really getting down to the core of the internal clutter problem, not just the external clutter problem. And yet, in my experience in working with you, it was so easy and flowing. There wasn't any kind of a feeling of going into some psychological analysis, or there wasn't anything feeling threatened or having to confront myself. I mean, this was so smooth and easy.
Yeah. I call it, what I tell people, hey, is I'm cheaper than most therapy out there, and it's a very indirect way to directly impact yourself. You don't have to sit around and talk about those horrible traumas and, you know, bad experiences, where you can actually heal yourself in kind of indirect ways, which is awesome. You can meet a lot of your own needs without sitting around and talking about how much it stinks, you know, the situation. You can be proactive without agonizing over shortcomings, disappointments. A lot of why people have clutter is because, you know, their life has, there have been unexpected things, there have been failed relationships, you know, that kind of thing, but you don't have to sit around and talk about it. You can be proactive and just have fun while you're doing it too.
Well, to me, one of the things that I want to compliment you on is that you came in and you took a look, and you could really focus very quickly on areas that needed help. I like the way you did an assessment of wanting to guide me to be aware of the purpose and intent of each of these areas in my home and my office, because I had thought about it casually, but I hadn't really put my mind to it. And when I did through that filter of being very specific about a primary focus and purpose, all of a sudden it was helping me to take a look at my space differently and make choices that were more aligned with my intention. That was pretty sneaky.
Well,
I like that.
Well, I always have ulterior motives. See, I tell people I'm going to come in and, you know, help them with their stuff, but I'm very sneaky. I do try to bring in complete happiness with their space. You know, very sneaky.
Oh.
But that is definitely true, that when you dedicate different areas to the function that you want and need, then you start living life at a higher level. Because whatever is wrought in your home goes goes 1,000 miles longer. Whether it's happiness you have in the home or a lack of organization, or you just don't feel like you have a home within your home, it just goes so much further than your space at work or your space over at your friend's house. Sometimes I'm a little facetious with my examples, but have you ever noticed that when you're over at someone's house and there's a stack of dishes up to the ceiling, you go, oh, I can handle that just fine. But when it's in home territory, sometimes there are challenges that we feel like they're insurmountable obstacles.
So
a lot of the times it's not that you're not maybe necessarily a naturally messy person, you're not disorganized, but for some reason when you have these obstacles in your home, they feel kind of insurmountable. And then what I do is I come in and I help people break their jobs down into bite-sized pieces so that they can move ahead without having to, having to run against a big brick wall, which is what a lot of clutter feels like.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you feel
Absolutely.
Like you can't do it on your own.
I can tell you one thing. In my work with my electromagnetic field protection products, I had an experience when I was in an office, in a law office, and there was two different rooms, and we went into one, and the head of the department, her office was very neat and orderly, and it didn't take much equipment. We muscle tested, plugged these things in to mitigate the stress from the fluorescent lights, from the computers, all the electrical equipment around her was no longer stressing her. And I also tested one of her associates. So we had a baseline there to say, okay, if we use these items, it's fine. Then her associate, we went over to her office, and her office was literally clutter everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The desk was full of things. There was stuff on the floor, files. And yet there weren't any different readings for electromagnetic activity on the Gauss meter. It was the same amount of EMF. And,
mm-hmm.
and yet when that person went from the office that was organized into her own office that was cluttered, we needed to actually use more electromagnetic protection equipment to get it so that EMF wasn't bothering her. That clutter was literally weakening and draining her energies, making her more vulnerable.
Oh, definitely. And you know what? Unfortunately, we like to think that we're a little bit more invulnerable to that kind of thing, but literally our minds and our bodies, they record the environment and they take on the stress of the environment. We don't have to think about the stress of an environment for it to affect us. For instance, almost every single person you'll ever meet with clutter will experience breathing problems because your lungs are literally constricted. There's been extensive research into that. Also, our immune systems, when we're surrounded by excess and that kind of thing, we tend to be more overweight, mental impairment. We tend to not be able to think very clearly, or focus, and then of course there's the way you see your life. What I've noticed is when people particularly have a lot of clutter, it tends to obscure their idea of what they're doing with their life. And they don't do it on purpose, but it affects them anyways.
Wow. Wow. You know, one of the things that I'm seeing here, because so many of us, especially when we want to improve our performance or get some of the issues out of our way, sometimes as the years go on, it can seem like an insurmountable task. And what I'm hearing in your work and what I've experienced is that an individual can, just by cleaning up their home environment or their office environment, not only have a more beautiful space to be in, but in the process to open that pathway for releasing a lot of internal stresses that they've labored under for who knows how long.
Oh, definitely, certainly. And it's very important that people understand that just because something is a certain way right now, it doesn't mean that that's how it always has to be. And sometimes it feels like when you've been working with a certain issue for a long time, you kind of feel like, you know, it's just you and the issue. You know, you're in the ring, you know, you're in this match. But literally, as soon as you start to change and adjust your living environment, you're not at that impasse anymore.
Yes.
Can get
it's literally
instantly.
Like taking a detour on and finding out you got an easier path to where you want to go.
Exactly, because the only thing that really stops people from really living all of their desires is usually some kind of resistance, either internal or external. And, you know, we're really not meant to be stuck in one situation for very long. You know what I mean? When you think about the divine nature of each person and the kind of resources we have, and just when you look at it, there have to be some reasons why you're not moving on and making the kind of changes, because, you know, change is something that we can, you know, expect. So it's unusual that a lot of people don't change their environments that they live in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when there are major changes in your life, especially people who get into relationships and, you know, they just kind of have their stuff and they don't even know why they have it anymore. I see a lot of that, but clutter and change will always be indissolubly wed. Whether it's, even if it's a nice change, like say you get married or you have a great place to move, because change can be so demanding, sometimes we don't want to grow all the way into the change, and that's how most people acquire their clutter. So it's not that maybe it wasn't their whole life, but I have dealt with people where they've never lived in an uncluttered environment.
Mm.
So, there are a few different ways that people have clutter. Some people, it's a permanent thing where they've never known otherwise, and then other people, it's they couldn't make the full adjustment during their changes.
Kind of an example of what that means, maybe through someone that you've worked with?
Certainly. One of my clients I'm working with right now, she started taking care of her grandmother who had Alzheimer's. So she was living in an apartment under her grandmother's house. Well, she got engaged and then married in the course of a year, and then she and her husband were taking care of her grandmother, and then her grandmother died in the same year. So there she was, living in someone else's house with a brand new marriage after taking care of her 92-year-old grandmother with Alzheimer's for 7 years. And she woke up one day with a complete house and 3 apartments to manage, you know, married with 100 years worth of her family stuff.
Plus.
So it was very interesting that it was one thing after another, and I think that more people can relate to that than, you know, people who couldn't, because sometimes we have to change and adjust so many times and in so many ways that we kind of lose track of growing all the way from the person we used to be before the change into the person, you know, the kind of person who could really grow and, you know, keep expanded. Sometimes after a change, we kind of shrink a little bit because it's, you know, it's kind of threatening.
and so some of these loose ends, essentially, is it that they represent incompletions?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Especially when we feel like we're just being handed the change and we didn't instigate, we didn't, you know, it just kind of fell in your lap. Good examples, like, you know, say you're sitting in the middle of your room and suddenly the roof collapses. And did you ask for that change? No, but you're still covered with that horrible popcorn stuff. And
yes.
And but so many people feel that way. And what I do is I gauge the way that people respond to their space, you know, when we're talking about their belongings and touching all of their belongings. It just brings up so much in them. And really, people's energy levels change. Some people will just cry like they've never cried in their entire life. My mother-in-law, who I uncluttered with extensively, she was on half a dozen psychotropic medications when we started uncluttering, and she was taking half of a sleep aid thing by the time we were finishing with her. Mm. So some people experience kind of a psychological reprieve, where some people lose a lot of weight when they're uncluttering. So the lift of that problem with the adjusting will come, which is wonderful. I can actually guarantee to anyone, no matter how little uncluttering you do, you're reversing that energy that we were talking about, that energy of, oh my gosh, I can't take another change, I can't take another adjustment. But as soon as you reverse that energy a bit, and I mean like if you open up your a drawer in your kitchen and get rid of, you know, utensils that you don't use anymore, you know, that may seem kind of small as an activity, but you're reversing that energy of not having the ability to make decisions.
Oh, so you mean there could be an interrelationship between holding on to an appliance that one doesn't have use for and holding on to internal mental or emotional patterns that don't work for a person anymore?
Definitely. I'd say that overwhelmingly that is the case. And why most people keep their clutter even when they know, you know, like that it isn't an asset, but they tend to fear the future without the item. Well, what will happen if I need it and it's not there? See how that's an emotional issue and it hardly ever has anything to do with
the thing? My grandmother, who went through the Depression
and
held on to so much, she had a saying, if you hang long enough, you get used to hang. It's just like if you're in discomfort long enough, then it becomes the norm.
Oh, yes, yes.
And,
but how do you know
hard to grow out of that.
Yeah, but you know what? You start small. You start with things you're not necessarily attached to. Like I was saying, when you start going through things and going, okay, these pins don't work, we're going to throw it away. And then because our bodies and our minds know the kind of positive energy we're supposed to feel. I mean, they really do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your body and your mind, they are designed for you to be happy and, you know, to keep growing as an individual.
Sure. Now, folks out there, I don't want you to start thinking of happy events in your life. I mean, while Noelle is talking about this stuff, I want you to be there taking all this in. And, of course, if you do imagine a lot of happiness and freed up space, then this is literally the essence of what I began to experience with Noelle in just a few hours' time, a releasing of some things that I hadn't used or needed. And in that process, I've got to thank you because it's given me all of this momentum. It freed up a huge amount of stuck energy just by moving some of these things out of the way. And now it's like, wow, next, come on, bring it on. I am ready
yes.
for more.
So it takes out that need to insulate yourself from the rest of life, that is really one of the beauties, is that you go, you know what, I am going to emanate security to attract it, instead of I'm going to, you know, hold on to things for security. Well, that's being insecure, holding on to. And people hold on to some of the strangest things. It can be quite comical. But we all hang on to things that we, it just gives us a false sense of security. But it is so wonderful, because as you unclutter and just kind of evaluate your space and your needs and like where you are in your life right now, you can really just look at the stuff and go, you know what, if I need stuff to make me feel secure, I'm never going to be secure.
Okay, well, there's
it. Because I know people from very challenging backgrounds where their stuff was their only security. You know what I mean?
Sure.
When their parents weren't good parents, you know, that kind of thing, where realistically you're going to deal with that sometimes. But it's those people who are impacted the most for the positive when they realize that you need to be secure to attract the kind of security you want. You can't be so desperate to feel that false sense of security that you're willing to sacrifice actual security for the false sense of security.
Yes.
And
wow.
Boy.
One quick thing, because I know there's going to be some people that are going to be wondering, well, I'm pretty interested in this. How can I get in touch with Noelle? Would you help facilitate that process for our listeners?
Certainly. Okay, this is going to be the best way to contact me, is at my email address. I am getting a website next week, which will be fearlessuncluttering.com. But my email address is uncluttercat, spelled K-A-T, at AOL.com.
Okay, UNCLUTTERKAT. At AOL.com.
Yes.
And then we're going to be looking for Fearless Unclutter.
Fearless Uncluttering.
Fearless Uncluttering. We don't just
yes.
unclutter. It's a process. Fearless
yes.
Uncluttering.com. I can't wait. And did you want to perhaps take a moment to describe some of the programs? Because I know some people would have you come in, others would, you're in the San Diego area, some people may even want to have you fly into their location, or what
yes.
are some of these options? How can people work with you and improve their life?
All right, well, first of all, I designed a program for everyone to unclutter with. It's called the 30-Day Unclutter and Organize Program, where if you put aside a certain amount of time a day to do the uncluttering activities, you will already be somewhat accustomed to what it is. And, of course, in that packet, it gives you education on what clutter is, how it's affecting you, what it's like to be, what life is like after you unclutter. And so that program will last most people more than 30 days. That gives them the initial experience, because usually people need to thin down a little bit before they can really look into reconfiguring. Another one of my programs is the De-Stress Kit, and basically it's very specialized information on how to reduce the stress in your living and work environment, and it includes a ledger. And what I do is I have everyone start out their day with a certain amount of, I call it emotional bucks, and it's a consciousness-raising little game that you do. You keep a ledger, and you become fully conscious of what drains you, what gives you energy, and just about tuning in. And then, of course, it's going to include products and different services you can get for unstressing your home and office. And then basically I've got about four programs, two of which are completed and two of which I'm making. I'm also making a complete office sorting and organizing system too. But if you go to my website, you will see all of those. And I'm willing to work with people from other states on the arrangement that they actually create full photo galleries and give me a full documentary on how each room is used, how many people live there, and that kind of information from people. Of course, that means that they do a lot of work before I start working with them. But I am very confident that between some of my recorded workshops and my programs for purchase, that most people should be able to accomplish a lot of their goals without even having to see me face to face.
Oh, boy. Well, that's going to be huge for people on a tight budget that they can get some things.
Oh, yes, yes. And, of course, affordability is so important to me because I have a real mission to reach out to as many people as I can because a lot of people who have money aren't motivated enough to do my programs. And then a lot of people who don't have money but motivation, they deserve all the blessing they can get because that's the most important part is that willingness to learn and grow.
And I hope I'm not going to put you on the spot here just a little bit, but I'm so curious because I know from my own background at different times in my life and others that I've dealt with, when we look at a worst-case scenario where someone is both hurting financially and they're pretty depressed and they're stuck, they don't have much motivation, I'm wondering if there's any tidbits of advice that you could give our listeners just to help jumpstart the process for them.
Okay, you know what I'd say? Start with the most basic and fundamental uncluttering tips. Get as much off of your floor as you can. If you have problems walking through a space, create walkways through your space. You know, places where you really need to walk, stairs, hallways. I'd say remove anything you have from behind your doors because if you're depressed about your space and your belongings, just doing those things will make such a change in the way you feel in your environment and the way your body and your mind operate that you will feel naturally inclined to continue. But once again, the floor, walkways, if anything clears your windows, clear that out too. Because then your home is welcoming to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know that if you haven't been uncluttering for a long time, you're not going to understand the importance of those few things. But most of the people who are in need of my service are depressed. Some of them are even clinically depressed. But as Karen Kingston would say in her 35 years of uncluttering, she's never met a depressed person who didn't have their clutter on their floor. So, since you used the term depressed, I knew the real solution, and it has been basically in my mind, it kind of has been proven because when it works every time,
yeah,
it starts to get pretty convincing.
Wow, that's so okay. So we want to get things off the floor.
Yes.
Get walkways opened up where we normally walk so it's clear so that some of the energy can move. I guess that's a little bit almost like a feng shui thing, huh?
That's right. Well, I use a lot of feng shui principles without the dogmas of, you know, a lot of their stuff is, you know, like positioning of things. And I get into it lightly, but if you live in the western part of the world, you need uncluttering more than you need feng shui cures. You really do. In fact, if you went to do feng shui cures before you uncluttered all the way, the results would be nominal at best.
Total agreement. That's been echoed by other feng shui consultants that I've spoken with, that that were kind enough to be very open and honest. Some would come in and charge their fees and do cures, and I had that happen. And then I started to meet your caliber of people who laid it on the line and said, if you do feng shui cures in a place that's cluttered, you're going to get very little benefit.
Yeah, and unfortunately, why I recommend Karen Kingston's materials over anyone else's, I only have half a dozen books I recommend to the majority of my clients, is because she understands that uncluttering is the most important aspect. And when you read most feng shui books, they kind of touch on it lightly, but it's not enough. It's not enough to help people get what they need out of it. And I don't want anyone to spend money on a service that isn't going to really serve them. And
yeah,
as you've noticed, I tell people, well, if you don't make this change, I can't serve you. I can't help you, which is a lot better than saying, just fork over some cash, you know, and I'll, you know, hang my crystal strategically. Well, you know, I'm not really into that, and I am very open and honest about what I can and can't do for people.
Yes, well, I thank you. I personally want to let my listeners know that I have retained the services of a number of feng shui consultants in the past who did more with techniques, and they'd come in with a compass, and we'd hang some mirrors here and some flutes there and some frilly things somewhere else. And then it was kind of disappointing, to say the least, that nothing seemed to change. There wasn't any appreciable difference. And in working with you in the 4 hours' time, without doing a whole lot, I have felt this movement of energy and just this exuberance. So I really want to encourage my listeners to mark down that fearlessuncluttering.com, because within a week or two you'll be able to go to that website and get introduced to more of what Noelle is doing. And would you also, Noelle, I know this may not make sense to a lot of people, but a term that is so important to me is what I call congruency, of people being able to walk their talk. And there's aspects of your life, having met you through having met your mom. Noelle's mom is a wonderful singer. The family is very creative and artistic, and I've been taking voice lessons. And as a result, got to meet you, Noelle, and your husband, Tim. And what I'm finding is that you and Tim are just a marvelous, marvelous couple, being in your home in the studio studying with Tim, who is it Qigong work?
Yeah.
And, you know, with his background, martial arts and gymnastics, and the relationship that you two share with each other and the energy of your home, I mean, there's this foundation of someone walking their talk, of someone living successfully, the order, the organization, the love that you two share with each other. You have done your homework.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I certainly strive. You know, it's very important to know where you can get what you need and the places that you should never look for what you need. For instance, if you're talking about wanting to be truly successful and happy, you're going to have to look at where we naturally are supposed to get that kind of satisfaction. And it is going to be in your relationships and in how you relate to the people you live with. It really is. There's no two ways about it.
Oh, so I can't get a prescription to solve this problem?
No. I don't sell any pills or magic dust, you know. There is elbow grease required.
Okay. And so, wow, that is so important, to not try to meet needs in ways that don't really directly express and facilitate the meeting of the need
as it
is. We want relationships.
Yes, and with uncluttering, you really learn about your relationships in a way that you really can't otherwise. You start to want to create boundaries in relationships. A lot of people who have clutter, people tend to be disrespectful to them. They kind of pick up on the vibe that you are not in the habit of, you know, of treating yourself in the highest regard.
For some reason, it's kind of a universal.
What's that?
I don't know if you've heard that expression, and with puppies or kittens, the runt of the litter.
Yep.
We'll get on.
So yes, with relationships, though, uncluttering is great because you tend to put such a higher value on what you're really meant to be doing in life. That kind of clarification of who you are, you know, how you're going to bless yourself, how you're going to bless other people, how you're really going to make your home a place where you can find constant security that is real. You find a lot of new boundaries when you're uncluttering, and sometimes it means that you have to cut people off too. People who, you know, maybe don't have good intentions, or, you know, just finally closing yourself off to things that make you unhappy. So, again, dealing with the physical clutter is going to have a lot of invisible consequences, and you're going to be a lot more, we call it, you know, chinks in the armor. You're going to have a lot fewer chinks in your armor because you'll have taken inventory of your life by taking an inventory of your stuff. So it is exciting. So I can tell you results to expect, and I can tell you that there are a lot of results that you would never expect, that you would never want to live without.
Mm. Well, one of the things that I'm experiencing, and I don't know who else out there might want to do this, there's an old saying, no one can love you more than you love yourself. And so we might pose a question, are you getting the quality of love that you want in your life? If you are some of the time or not at all, or you'd like it to be there more, then I'm just wondering, Noelle, is there some relationship to, as we unclutter and love our space more and give ourselves the gift of being in a space that is nurturing to us, is that an important pathway to bringing more love into our lives from others?
Oh, definitely, definitely. As the law of attraction states, which is a law of physics, that which is like unto itself is drawn. Mm-hmm. So when you start pouring, you take it upon yourself to nurture yourself. So you look at your space and go, well, we're going to nurture the space so that the space can nurture us. And then whatever person that you're meant to be with, they pick up on that nurture-to-nurture-to-nurture energy. You know how things kind of translate. They kind of get that momentum. You're nurturing the space is nurturing you back. And just that relationship that you have with your space is going to invite certainly nurturing relationships. A lot of what I see is the more people neglect their space, the more they neglect themselves, and then their relations are, guess what?
Yes.
Negligent.
Yeah.
So, and of course, most of us can really relate to that because who we attract has a lot to do with whatever our relationship is with other stuff. For instance, people who have bookshelves that are completely full next to their bed, people who have no space for another person to sleep in their bedroom, well, they're taken, right?
Yeah.
They have that taken energy because they're not open for a relationship. And most people who are looking for a relationship aren't actually open to one because they haven't got themselves really figured out or taken care of enough for it to be a natural and harmonious situation to have another person involved, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you can't take, well, I'll give the analogy that I absolutely love by Mr. T. Harv Eker, is that, you know, when you're a child and your father gets you that gorgeous scoop of, you know, strawberry ice cream on that tall cone and you walk outside and you drop it on the pavement, you know, when you go back in and you eye that triple scoop, your dad is not going to give you the triple scoop because you can't handle the single scoop. So when we ourselves do not handle our single scoop selves, we can't have that double or triple scoop relationship.
Because
that's not how it works.
for those that have like a Christian or a biblical theme, something about when you're a good steward to what you're given, then more will be given unto you.
Oh, yes, and the same thing involves your actual possessions. When you have faith in the future, when you trust life and you get rid of something, something better is always on its way. It's like being in the middle of a rainforest with the rain coming down every night, but if you put a tarp up at the right angle, none of it is going to touch you.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and there are puddles all around. Well, we live in a permanently abundant state of living. When you look at nature, when you look at spirituality, the only lack that exists is created by us. It does not exist in any other way. We have to create it. We have to maintain it. We have to fight off natural abundance in order to keep our lack state. And you'll know if you're in lack. Look at your bank account. Look at the people in your life. Look at all kinds of things. But as soon as you start letting go of possessions, you will always get better ones. The more you take care of your possessions, the better possessions you'll have. And, well, it's not a completely materialist mindset, though, not at all. It's that when you remove your clutter, you're creating this wonderful open energy where you can get what you really always wanted, even if you're afraid to want it, which is very important. You'll start to see desires that you've always had, kind of those secret dreams, and you just remove your tarp enough to get some of that natural rainfall. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Where it wants to come to you anyways. You might as well just roll the tarp back just a little bit. Yes, it's going to make you uncomfortable. It's accepting something better for yourself than you've ever imagined. And that's why sometimes it's uncomfortable to think about uncluttering, because sometimes, you know, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. And it can be scary to have open space, but it is going to attract, it's going to attract things that are better than you've ever had before, for sure.
One of the things that I think is important about what I'm experiencing in your work is that as things are cleared out, you're sharing with me what is it that I want to bring into my life, and you're helping to clarify that so that As space is opened up, I have an intention in mind of what to bring into there with the energy, and to get clear for each room, what is that intention for the room? What's that primary function? And then take a look at the room and say, okay, is it reflecting what I intend and want to have there? I mean, the process that you're offering is so... It's profound, and yet there's a simplicity and a gentleness to it that I want to encourage people. You'll be getting, I know, some emails from some of my listeners at unclutterkat, at UNCLUTTERKAT at AOL.com. And then, of course, there'll be more direct links to you in the next week or so, you said, at fearlessuncluttering.com.
Yes.
This is exciting to be able to have people that can go. And I know you'll probably be offering some different hints and tips like you've been giving our listeners today.
Oh, definitely.
Any other gems as we get towards the wrap-up time of our show, any gems that you want to share or special things that you want to put forward?
Well, I just really like to tell everyone that although sometimes it seems impossible to unclutter, sometimes it really does seem impossible, that no matter, well, what lies in your past and what lies in your future are but small matters compared to things that lie within you. So I want to tell everyone who's listening that although I'm an uncluttered professional and I consider myself somewhat of an expert, that I'm never going to be an expert on who you are or your life, but uncluttering will certainly help you be an expert on who you are and what you're doing with your life, and it's definitely going to be in your space. So I know that each and every person can find the wisdom for themselves to live their life in a favorable way, and that the tenets that I use may offer to people, it's really so that people can find their own way and be their own unclutter expert.
Ah, like that old song, "Be Your Own Best Friend."
That's right.
And another favorite song, that learning to love yourself is the greatest gift of all.
Yes, yes. And a lot of people think that, you know, they need to hire someone to really help them be happy and successful in their space. But everyone has the tools to be happy. And if not, they can come upon the tools. But people really need to be more confident in themselves, because they're the only one of them that's ever going to exist. So they might as really they might as well go for it.
Yeah. Well, and for me, what's so profound in your work is that not only are you so insightful, I gotta thank you so much and tell my listeners that I've been around quite a few different individuals, and one of the things that I experienced with you, Noelle, is that you can walk into a room and you are so tuned in to energetics. And I know this not only from things that you saw in my space that I had become used to, but when you pointed them out and I took time to calmly feel what was going on, oh, yes, there was definitely some discomfort that was going on that was below the surface, and yet it was obvious to you. And I noticed that you're so energy sensitive, you could tell the difference between some of these different electromagnetic protection devices, the bioelectric shields, and different models. So this is one of the things that when you're out there and you want to make a difference and you want to make an improvement, on your checklist, what I invite my listeners to look for is to check in. Is that person that's coming in to consult with them, is their life really working, really balanced? Are their relationships in a strong place where they've done a lot of their own homework so that they can be a good role model to you? And then are they the kind of person that really is tuned in? Because we can all at some level feel these things, but not everyone has developed it as a conscious skill to where they can connect to those feelings very quickly. And that's something that you do, and you can. I see you can do that both through photographs as well as being on site.
Yeah, and it's very different because I read so many magazines, I read so much literature on the area that I'm in uncluttering and organizing and space sensitivity. It's called space clearing, like the whole thing, the whole space sensitivity, but I've never heard of a program where someone helps other people develop their own sensitivity to their own space. Because having someone else be an expert in your space is such a great way to start off. But the only way you're really going to be successful, like say what happens when the next big change happens in your life, is if you can be your own expert in your own space.
Yes, and that's the tool that I'm experiencing that you're putting forward is some things to notice just about the way I've got things organized or different furniture and purpose behind it. And so I'm not only freeing up a whole lot of energy, but I'm getting this university degree from you in the process of this consulting. Boy, talk about a good value for the investment. My beloved listeners, I just want to take a moment to thank Noelle for being on and remind you, send an email to unclutterkat, K-A-T, at AOL.com and mark down to be able to go onto the website fearlessuncluttering.com. You are in for a treat, and depending upon whatever level, from a little bit to a lot, I can tell you for sure Noelle is an individual who can deliver for you, as she has done for me and for others that I have spoken with. So I wish you great abundance, my beloved listeners, and I can tell you for sure that when you finish with Noelle and consulting, you'll be able to say, wow, I made the changes, and guess what?
That was easy.
Yes, she's going to make it really easy for you. Now, stay tuned next week. We're going to have more good things coming at you for advanced living. Wish you goodbye for now, and God bless, Noelle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. I'll look forward to our next meeting, and I'll have more to share with my beloved listeners as this uncluttering process continues for me. Have a wonderful week, beloveds. Goodbye for now.
Let go of it. Let myself do, then let go of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go of that God, let myself be. And let go of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go of that God, let myself do, then let go of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go of that God, let myself be.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.